In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday we encountered an angry Jesus who cursed a fig tree and cleansed the temple. But that is nothing in comparison to what Jesus does on Holy Tuesday. After spending the night again in Bethany, our Lord comes back to Jerusalem this morning with a vengeance. This is the day when the conflict between our Lord and the Jewish religious leaders reaches its flashpoint. It's an explosive day. A day on which Jesus holds nothing back, but goes after the chief priests, scribes, elders, Pharisees, and Sadducees with fury, telling parable after parable which condemns them. But he doesn't limit his condemnations of them to parables on this day. He goes right for their throats and speaks to them directly, pronouncing woes upon them and calling them hypocrites, blind fools, blind guides, whitewashed tombs, serpents, and a brood of vipers. Holy Tuesday has been called the day of great controversy and conflict, and so it was. The Jewish religious leaders had long been plotting how they might destroy Jesus, but the events of Holy Tuesday greatly intensifies their hatred toward him and their desire to see him killed, and that soon. Holy Tuesday is also the day on which we get the great Olivet Discourse from our Lord. After contending with the Jewish religious leaders in the temple for the better part of the day, our Lord heads over to the Mount of Olives with his disciples, which is just east of the temple on the other side of the Kidron Valley. There, he foretells the destruction of the temple and teaches them about the end times and his second coming. It is there, on this Holy Tuesday, that he tells them about the 10 virgins, the parable of the 10 virgins, and the parable of the sheep and the goats. Holy Tuesday was a very busy day for our Lord. It's the last day of his public preaching and teaching, and he certainly makes the most of it. He probably returned to Bethany that evening and rested, and he most likely remained there in Bethany to rest and to be in prayer all of Holy Wednesday, maybe returning to the outer skirts of Jerusalem to the Garden of Gethsemane. But he does not return to Jerusalem itself into the city until Holy Thursday to celebrate the Passover in the upper room with his disciples before he is arrested. Thus, Holy Tuesday is an important and purposeful day. It sets the stage for what must take place on Good Friday. Our Lord Jesus knows exactly what he's doing on this day. He deliberately walks into the hornet's nest and stirs his opponents up so that they will be all the more vigorous to sting him to death a few days from then. He is in total control of the events that transpire on this busy day of conflict, confrontation, and teaching. In fact, his actions we heard about in the temple on Holy Monday serve as a prelude to what this day would bring. He cleansed the temple and angered the chief priests, scribes, and elders so that they would be ready to confront him when he returned today. And so they are. As soon as they see him walking in the temple on Holy Tuesday morning, they confront him and ask him by what authority he does these things. What they're really saying is, we're the religious leaders around here, Jesus. Who do you think you are to come into our temple and make the rules? But Jesus shows them to be the phonies that they are by putting a question about the baptism of John back to them, which they refused to answer because they feared the people. That fact, the fact that they were too cowardly to state their opinion in public, reveals that they were not acting by God's authority as they claimed. For if they were, what would they have to fear? But as they're still absorbing this blow from Jesus, he hits them harder with the parable of the tenants, revealing to the truth about them that they are not the servants of God they claim to be, but opponents of God and servants of the devil. For they are the descendants of the wicked, of their wicked fathers who claim to be the chosen people and dear children of God, but who made a habit out of killing the prophets God sent into his vineyard to preach his word and reap the harvest. They wanted to run the vineyard their way. What's worse, now God has sent his beloved Son to them, and he is standing before them, looking eye to eye with them and speaking to them, and they will kill him too. Perceiving correctly that Jesus was preaching against them, they left him and went away. And where did they go? They went to plot among themselves and with the other religious leaders how they might do exactly what Jesus tells them they're going to do in the parable. Kill the beloved Son of God in the attempt to take for themselves his inheritance. But before they can kill the Son, they have to be able to arrest him. And before they can arrest him, they have to find some way to discredit him in public or arrange to arrest him in secret because they feared the people following him. And this is exactly what they spend Holy Tuesday doing. After this initial confrontation with the chief priests, scribes, and elders, they have a powwow and decide to send the Pharisees to try to test and trap Jesus. When that fails, they decide that they'll send the Sadducees to try to test and trap Jesus. But that fails too. They're so desperate on this day that they even consort with the Herodians, whom they hated. But they fail at every turn. And Jesus does not only ward off their attempts to trap him, he goes on the offensive today, as mentioned earlier. He calls them out. He lays down the gamut. His righteous anger against them is on full display on Holy Tuesday. Holy Tuesday, the day of great controversy and conflict, the day in which your Lord Jesus Christ purposely infuriated the Jewish religious leaders and made certain that they would stop at nothing, that they would not rest until they found a way to kill him. They are but pawns in the eternal plan of salvation he has come to accomplish with his perfect life and sacrificial death. For they rejected the stone, Christ, who has become the cornerstone. But this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, give thanks, dearly beloved in Christ, for Holy Tuesday. For Jesus makes sure that Good Friday would happen on this day. He makes sure that he would go to the cross to shed his holy and innocent blood for your sins and for your salvation. That he would go to the cross even to shed his blood for these enemies who desperately want to kill the Son. Come then and receive the same body and blood he gave up for you on that cross. The cross that he made sure he would go to in your place on Holy Tuesday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.